Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd of the Island Ford Baptist Church right here in Madisonville, Kentucky. And I'd like to welcome you to another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. This broadcast is for Friday, August the 12th, and I do hope you're enjoying a good day in the Lord and the blessings of God that flow from the hand of God. I also hope and pray that today's a special day for Brother Jacob and Sister Elizabeth Rickard. They're members here at the Island Ford Baptist Church, and today is their wedding anniversary. And I hope they have a special day today and, again, are enjoying the blessings of God and want them to know our prayers are with them. Amen. Pray that they're having a good day in the Lord. And also tomorrow is Brother Steve Ford's birthday. And Brother Steve is going to get old tomorrow. I like to pick at him there. He'll be old as I am tomorrow. Amen. And so I hope Brother Steve has a happy birthday tomorrow as well. There on August the 13th tomorrow. And then let me also mention, I hope and pray that you'll be looking forward to the Lord's Day coming up here in just a couple of days now. If you don't have a place that you attend church regularly, you don't feel like that's where you're supposed to be, whatever the case is, if you're free on this Lord's Day, we'd love to have you come and be with us here at the house of God. Now, I don't try to drag people from other churches or even draw people from other churches, especially if it's a church where they're trying to preach the truth and proclaim the Word of God, the King James Bible. But if you don't have that, and you are maybe you've just moved, or for whatever reason, you're not in a local church at this time, you're not dedicated to it, I would like to invite you to come out and be with us this Sunday morning. Regular service at 10:20, Sunday school start up, and then worship service about 11:15. And we normally run behind on that schedule. We do have some good teachers here at the Island Ford Baptist Church, teach right out of the Bible. And in Sunday school, a lot of times it runs over. We don't try to keep it on, a real strict timeline. But yet we'll be starting up about 11:15 with the preaching time. And again, we'll just trust God to meet with us and help us, and I'd like to encourage you to come be with us. And then on Sunday night, service time is at 6:30. And again, we'd love to have you come and be part of our services. We're very easily located at 1415 Island Ford Road, right here in Madisonville, Kentucky. Right off the Penny Rile Parkway, right off the Interstate 69 now, as they've renamed that. And it comes right through Madisonville. You'll come right by our church, within a quarter of a mile of our church. We'd love to have you come and be with us. Exit 116, and then we're there on the left about a quarter of a mile off of the Island Ford Road. And I'm about a quarter of a mile off of the Interstate 69 and the Penny Rile Parkway there on the Island Ford Road. So we'd love to have you come and be part of our services. Now, we've got special meeting lined up coming up now in just a little over a week on Wednesday, August the 24th. We're starting up special services in our missions conference. We'll go Wednesday through Sunday. We'll be having service Wednesday night and then Thursday morning and Thursday night, Friday morning, Friday night, Saturday afternoon, 3:00 service, and then Sunday morning will be our Faith Promise Missions Conference day. And so those days we'll have special preaching, and Lord willing, we'll have a number of preachers in here, people that'll be here ready to preach. Some of them pastors, some of them evangelists, some of them missionaries, but all men of God. And then we've got some men that are not preachers that'll be representing ministries and mission works. And so, again, we'd like to invite you to come out and be with us on those special days. Pray with us towards that. Now, mentioning prayer, let me mention a few things in prayer. Do pray for Brother and Sister Hall. They're traveling, and they've gone out west a little while. Spent a couple of days, I think, in Branson, Missouri, then headed on out to see Brooke, their granddaughter, and her new baby. So they're looking forward to seeing that great-grandchild for the first time, for them seeing it. And so hopefully that will be a real blessing. I hope they have a good time there, and God blesses. And then I think they're going to take a few days, hopefully, and go from there to see Rebecca, another of their granddaughters that they've not seen in a while, lives in Oklahoma. And so while they're out and about, if they feel like it and everything's going well, then I think they're going to swing by there. And I hope they have a wonderful time. And I want you to pray for them that they do. Pray that the Lord keep Mrs. Hall out of AFib. She's been in and out for some time now. Pray the Lord keep her out, and she'll be strong, and Brother Hall will be well, and they'll have a good time there. Also, some other requests of prayer. Brother George Woodard we thought he was going to get out of the hospital yesterday, and I think the doctors decided they wanted to keep him again another night and observe him. And so pray that he'll get out of the hospital today. Brother Woodard has an infection in his bloodstream, and they think it's from his toe now is what they're determining. And, of course, he's having some problems with his kidneys, and he has some blood pressure and heart problems, diabetes problems, and multiple health problems there. I want to keep him in our prayers. And Sister Sandy Woodard, his wife there, pray for her. She teaches school, is a substitute teacher. And, of course, been busy this week with all those things, and they've got a lot of things on them. I want to keep them in our prayers that the Lord just touch and help and meet the needs. Also, Brother Gene Mathias with his throat and his wife as well, their health problems, pray the Lord would strengthen and raise them up according to the perfect will of God. Brother Kevin Franklin with cancer in his bladder, I've not heard any new news from him or about him in a few days, and so let's keep them in our prayers as well. And then also Mrs. Blue, Miss Edna Blue, Brother Stennett Blue's wife, is going to be having surgery on Monday. And she's been having some problems with her back and legs. And they're going to go in there and try to cauterize her sciatic nerve on Monday. So pray about that. Then I talked to Brother Dale Maney, which is with Brother Blue's, they're good friends and they used to be brother-in-laws. And so they... you know, corresponding, Brother Maney was talking with some of them and said that she's having some other problems as well. I want to keep Miss Edna Ballou in our prayers that the Lord touch and help her. And then also, know of two ladies, two preachers' wives that had a heart attack in the last couple of weeks or the last week. One is a Mitchell, and I don't know the name, but just Mrs. Mitchell. I want to pray for her down in Georgia. And then one, the other, is Sister Williams from over in Winona Lake, Indiana. And so I want to pray for her and for both those ladies. The Lord touch them and help them. I know Ms. Williams had four bypass surgery. And last I heard from him personally that she was doing well. But then I did hear an update that they were having some complications with her blood pressure. And so I want to keep them in our prayers as well. Of course, Brother Williams has a Saturday morning broadcast here on WSOF and WAJJ, the Hephzibah House time. And so that's on Saturday morning. And remember them in your prayers, if you will. The Lord touch and help in those special needs. All right, that's enough talk. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Ask Him to help us in this time of need. Heavenly Father, I want to thank You for Your goodness, grace, and mercy. How good, dear God, You've been to us. I thank You for Your blessing here at the radio station. There's times, Lord, when we wonder how we're going to make it another day, when we wonder if we're going to be able to keep things going. But, Lord, here in the last month and a little better, Lord, You've blessed us that we've been able to pay the bills as they come in. We've had that we needed to keep things going. And we glorify You and praise You. Thank You for Your help in our recent marathon. And Lord, I pray You continue to do that. Don't let the devil get in here and cause us to fear and doubt. Lord, help us to believe and help us to trust and help us to go on in these things of God for Your glory and for Your honor. Father, I want to thank You for Your blessings in the church here at the Island Ford Baptist Church. Good fellowship. Good meetings with the Lord, presence of God. I would like to see more sinners saved. Thank You for those that have been. I would like to see more rejoicing and shouting and praising the Lord. That'd be a real blessing. See a little bit more stir in the Spirit, Lord, would be a blessing. And I'm not complaining about our people, but Lord, I'm just asking You, if it be Your will, You'd move among us in a more spiritual way and give us revival. Lord, put us in real revival. That's what we need more than anything. And then, Father, I pray for our nation. Lord, I want to thank You that You've protected us and provided, though the economy's been bad, though our leadership's been bad, though the morals are bad. Yet, Lord, we have nothing to complain of in the fact that Your grace has been good. You've been good to us. And in spite of America's sin, in some way, somehow, dear God, You've had mercy. And in wrath, You've remembered mercy. And I want to thank You, Lord, for it. Now, I do pray for our nation. I pray for our leadership. I know we're going to go through leadership change. And we can complain all day long about what we've got to choose from. But, Lord, we're going to make a change. And I pray, dear Father, that You'd guide our nation. You'd guide the voters. You'd guide the people. And, dear God, then that You would protect us from evil leaders. You'd protect us from from men and women that their heart is not for God and their heart is not for righteousness, but their heart is on greed and their heart is on what they can get themselves. And Lord, they're maybe even working in conjunction with evil spirits. Father, I pray you'd protect us from those things and that you'd get the glory and the honor. Father, I do pray for Brother Hall and Ms. Hall's travel. Give them safety and good health. I pray, dear Lord, bless them and let them have a good time there visiting. Father, I pray that you'd help Brother Gene Matthias and his wife. Lord, you'd touch them, his throat and her problems. Lord, you'd meet their needs and you'd get the glory. Father, I pray for Mrs. Ballou that you'd touch her in the surgery coming up, the other problems that she's facing. Would you help guide and direct there, Lord, and have your way. Father, I pray for Brother Woodard that you'd touch him, allow him to be able to go home from the hospital today. If that be your will, help him, God, to be strong and Lord, help him to be well, meet those different needs that they have and help them, Lord, in these days. Father, I pray that you'd help Brother Franklin touch his body and meet his needs. These two ladies that had the heart attack, Lord, would you touch them and help them according to thy perfect will. And again, Lord, I pray, bless this broadcast. Use it for your glory and honor. Please help our upcoming missions conference. Please help our upcoming Lord's Day service here on Sunday. But Lord, I pray you'd help us right here today on this Friday evening broadcast, that you'd put your hand upon it. Some sinner might come under old time conviction and be saved by the good grace of God, that the saints might be strengthened and encouraged to pray and encouraged to praise our good God, and that you'd get the glory and the honor. We ask it all in the lovely name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Well, I appreciate you praying with us. We're going to be looking now in the Scriptures at Luke chapter 11, verse 1. That's our main text for these little short sermons on prayer. They're not really connected together, and I'm not trying to connect them together. But just little short sermons on prayer. We're looking at the 11th one. We're looking at the text not only of Luke chapter 11, but Matthew chapter 26. And then we'll be right back with the message from the Word of God after this song. All right, our scripture reading for today is Luke chapter 11, verse number 1. The Bible says, "And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples." And we're looking at the lessons of our Lord on prayer. Really, we're looking at the fact that our Lord is teaching us and instructing us on how to pray. We're calling these prayer secrets. We could call them prayer jewels or prayer gems, nuggets of gold about prayer. But little verses and thoughts that come out of these verses that might aid us and assist us in our effort to pray. Now, somebody said this, and I believe they're right. The most important thing about prayer is not how you do it or when you do it, but that you do it. Amen. We need to get busy praying. We don't necessarily need to learn more about prayer. We need to do more about praying. Amen. But we're looking today also in Matthew chapter number 26 and verse number 41. Our Lord is speaking to his disciples, and he's speaking about prayer. He says this, "Watch and pray, that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." And I've chosen those three words, watch and pray. I call it the lookout of prayer. We ought to be on the lookout before we pray. We talked about that first of all. Watch before you pray. Be assured that you enter into prayer not with a busy mind, but with a quiet mind. That we don't come in breathlessly and hamper and hinder the season of prayer, but rather that we study to be quiet, as the Apostle Paul told us to do, and beware lest the enemy, by some trick, might cause us to be in turmoil in our mind and then hinder our prayer. Then we said, secondly, we need to watch before we pray that we have a right spirit, that we enter into prayer, not with a wrong spirit, not with anger, jealousy, or envy, or any such thing as that. But then we enter into prayer, not being tripped up by the devil, but running a good race. We're on the lookout that we have the right spirit when we enter into pray. So watch before you pray. Secondly, this is where we finished up yesterday, talk about watch while you pray. There are some things we need to watch for. This is holy business of prayer. And the devil lays snares for us if we're unwary, if we're not awake and alert and in tune to his distractions. He'll do his best to distract us. And so, by the way, we know that the devil understands the power of prayer. I used that little quote yesterday. Satan trembles when he sees the weakest saint upon his knees. And the devil knows the power of prayer, so therefore he'll try to do his best to keep you out of the prayer place. But if he doesn't keep you out of the prayer place, he'll try to enter into the prayer place with you and hinder you when you pray. So some things to be on the lookout. We talked about being on the lookout for the sleepy body. If you pray at the end of the day, you pray before you go to bed many times, you're wore out. You're exhausted. And when you bow your head and close your eyes, you may very easily drift off into a slumber. Amen. That's exactly what happened to the disciples in that Garden of Gethsemane when our Lord made that statement to them in Matthew 26. Watch and pray. Stay awake. Keep alert and pray. He's telling us to be careful that we're vigilant, that we're alert when we pray. And not only does that happen late at night, but sometimes early in the morning. When you rise early, the quietness of the hour, the fact that there's not a lot of interruptions, and by the way, those things are needed for prayer time. But even that, we wake up and we go to pray, and then we realize we weren't as awake and alert as we thought we were. And we may very easily drift back into slumber. And then secondly, we talked about the wandering thoughts, and that was the last point we dealt with. Wandering thoughts that interrupt our prayer times. And often it causes us to fail, and maybe it's because of the fault of our fallen, carnal, human mind. Or perhaps it's the fault of our enemy. We do have a spiritual enemy. But if we're not careful, our thoughts will wander. Our thoughts will escape the place of prayer. I said yesterday, you may be on your knees in the prayer closet, your body there, but not your mind. Your mind may drift. Therefore, we need to bring into captivity every thought. 2 Corinthians 10:5, we used that verse yesterday, and I believe it's very important. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now, I do believe that we ought to try to capture every rebel thought. Every imagination that appears ought to be instantly arrested in the name of the Lord of glory. Amen. Amen. The more that we practice that, the more quickly and the more completely it's done, then the more we'll have our situation under control. And when we keep up with that, our persevering in that very thing, and our patience with that, we'll have a great reward. Well, let me say number three, the third thing that hinders our prayers that we've got to watch for when we pray is the intrusion of self. The intrusion of self into our prayer. We all know how often and sometimes how subtly our own self-awareness or our self-assertiveness, that's probably the right way to say it, our own self-assertiveness enters in and hinders our prayer life. And that's a tool of Satan. Selfishness is our enemy. Selfishness is animosity towards the Spirit of God and thus hinders the spirit of prayer. Especially in that secret place of prayer, we ought to be serious and we ought to be diligent to crucify the flesh. We ought to reckon ourselves dead to the things of the flesh. That's what the Bible talks about. I've got some verses there, Romans 6:6, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. We ought to crucify our flesh. Verse 11 of Romans 6 says, likewise reckon ye yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Reckon ourselves dead. That means consider it so, tally it up to be so, that we're dead to sin. We're not in this prayer closet for our own wants. We're in here for the will of God to be done. Galatians 2:20 says it very well. Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Be careful that we beat down our own self-will. Our self-awareness. We're not saying, Lord, this is what I want. Oh, too often we go to prayer with our list of requirements for God. Lord, this is what you need to do. We're going in there to give God instruction. Somebody gave me a t-shirt recently, and I wear it to work in sometimes, and I wore it here to work today. Matter of fact, as we was doing some work here getting ready for the missions conference, and on that shirt it says, don't give God instructions, just report for duty. Amen. Amen. That's what prayer ought to be. Watch for the assertiveness of our own self. And then the third thing that we'll deal with in this thing about watching while we pray, watch out for our lurking foe. Our enemy does not want us to pray. And if we persist, he will persist to attempt to divert our prayers. He will try to attempt to divert our thoughts, our feelings, and even our time. He'll do his best to interject anything he can. You remember in the book of Job, when the sons of God presented themselves before God, the devil was present. In the book of Zechariah, when the sons of God presented themselves before God, the devil was present. I personally believe that that's the prayer place, when God's people are presenting themselves before God. I believe the devil likes to show up and cause us to battle our enemy right there in the secret place. Watch while you pray. Watch and pray. And then last of all, watch after you pray. Amen. Watch after you pray. Now, I'm going to use a carnal illustration because I don't know a better way to do it. But if you play baseball or if you play golf, you know how important it is that your swing follows through. You're swinging the bat or you're swinging the club. You want a clean hit, you want a hard hit, you want a straight hit. And so much that depends on what you do with your bat and your club immediately after the impact with the ball. You've got to get used to swinging through. Amen. You learn to watch after you play. So I'm saying watch after you pray. The effectiveness of prayer sometimes is lost by failure to watch after these things in prayer. I've got three things real quick to watch for. Number one, watch for the answer. Pray believing. After you've prayed, we ought to be on the lookout, keenly looking for the answers to those prayers. We ought to learn to recognize them, even when they come in a different way than that which we packaged it and expected it to come. But watch for the answer. And when you get the answer, you ought to praise God for it. Amen. Number two, watch for opportunities. You see, God often answers our prayer by opening a way for us to be the answer to our own prayer. Sometimes God uses us. We're praying for somebody's conversion, and God may bring them across our path and give us the opportunity to witness to them. Amen. A lot of different ways we could say there, but watch for opportunity. Watch for answer. Watch for opportunity. And number three, watch for rest. When you rise from your knees, let the burden leave you. Let the burden stay there. Bring your burdens, lay them down, and leave them there, and watch for rest after you've prayed. Thank you for listening.